Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, Paul.
Who?
Yo, what up?
What up, though?
Juice.
The juice is loose, baby.
What up, son?
What are we leading off with, boys?
All right, let's get it cracking. Once again, the NBA is just incredible. I mean, story after story. This Brian Colangelo story is one of the best I think I've heard in a long time. I don't know about you guys, but
I still don't, I read the article and I'm reading more about it and everything, but what was, the whole thing was like just to defend himself and like say bad things about people he had grudges against. Like that's pretty much, he was acting like a 10-year-old. Like, is that the gist of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's also like who he was sending the messages to or who he's talking to. A lot of it, I think, is like filler media. So it can construe as manipulating the media. And also, like, if he was giving out any private information regarding, Jahlil Okafor's medical, like his physical or any trades or whatever it was, like, then I think it's a really big deal. Also, it's really stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
retarded. First, like, he's a full time. Is he the GM and the president, or just the GM? I know he's got like a pretty big role.
He's the president. I don't know if he's the GM, but it's almost, I think, kind of like a Phil Jackson situation. Which, by the way, this makes Phil Jackson's tenure with the Knicks look like child's play. This is the craziest thing I think I've ever heard regarding like front office.
What Josh was saying, like. I heard there's like legal ramifications too with it. Like there could be, like you said, like manipulated media giving out like, info that's not supposed to be given out. Like this actually could turn into like something legally you get in trouble for. Criminally.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, pretty crazy.
Absolutely. So here. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the thing is like, it seems like, obviously she upset all of his big time players. He's denying everything. He's saying it's not true at all. It's all a lie. It's all a hoax. He's completely denying it. The thing is, if you really didn't do it, then great, good, deny it. But if it comes out that, they're linking all these accounts and all the activity, like it's all listed in there, it looks pretty solid. Like, and it started like, it sounds like they were building like this story since way back in February. So I think it's pretty, it looks like it's ironclad. Like they believe it's him. So
it's either going to come down to like, if he has guys that are like close to him, like his flunkies that are kind of doing it for him and he's not doing the actual typing. It's from, different like IP addresses. There's ways to hide it or whatever. Or he's just, he's in that deny mode and he knows that he's fucked and he's just trying to buy some time. Because
Philadelphia hired an outside firm to investigate. So whatever's going to happen, like it'll come out. But I think no matter what, he's gone. Because even if it isn't true, I don't think he can save face from this. He won't be trusted by any players, And I think, and it's a big embarrassment to his dad, because his dad is very close. His dad was the Phoenix Suns owner for so many years.
Yeah, right.
He's very close to Adam Silver, David Stern, all those guys. I think he's going to resign.
He started, Jerry Colangelo started the Dream Team. I mean, he was the guy who was integral.
Jerry.
He was integral in all of that.
Hey, Gary!
So, it's so bizarre. So, he had, Eric Jr., Honest Abe, enough unknown sources, and Still Balling. Those were the burner accounts that he had. And you guys made a good point. Like, he probably, if it wasn't him handling all these accounts, he probably had a team doing it, which
Yeah, of course. Where he could always fall back on to, you know, have like I said, like plausible deniability and just like, well, it wasn't me, you know. These accounts were real, but it was never me directly. He can always, but who knows? If you're doing dumb shit like that already, you're doing more dumb shit. You know what I mean? So it probably doesn't stop there. There's probably a lot more to it that's going to get discovered. So he can either, you know, just come clean, which I probably would already by now, or people are going to do more digging and find even more stuff, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys?
He's playing with fire right now for sure.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys prefer? Do you prefer he come out and just admit that he did it, or that he denies? They find he's not guilty, and then it starts all the speculation of who really is doing all of this. You know what I mean?
I mean, for entertainment purposes, I hope he keeps on denying it and it keeps on getting bigger and bigger. But I mean. I don't know, man. It kind of
reminds me a little bit of when Monte Teo got caught, like he was catfishing himself, and it was all a lie.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Like, it's funny, but then it's like, you know what? This is pretty, like, this is, like, kind of, like, awkward to hear about and watch. You know, if you, like, see something, like, really awkward in front of you, it's like, oh, my God, you don't even want to look at it. It's just, like, so bad. Or
Yeah, of course.
It can just get worse and worse, you know? So
the best Rob Perez. He has some tweets, like, so the information from the article says that this source, an anonymous person, comes from, like, artificial intelligence background, and that's what Sam Hinkie is doing right now. He's doing all his lives with artificial intelligence. So he was saying, imagine if Sam Hinkie is the mole, and he's the one providing the information. If that, I mean, it's definitely not true, but if that were the case, I think they should just cancel NBA Finals, and then you should just be NBA Twitter going nuts.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I just didn't need it. I mean, there's, like, always stories that are breaking, no matter what, like, all the time.
There's some Westworld.
In between games, it's always crazy shit going on. All the time.
You make a good point. What if these are hosts actually doing this? They all fight against Brian Colangelo. They're all turning on him right now and, you know, kind of blackmailing him here or manipulating him. You know what I mean? I like where your head's at.
Sam Hinkie is really forward. He's pulling the strings.
Well, that's what everyone's joking about today. Sam Hinkie is behind this. LeBron is behind this. This is why the NBA is the best. It's just, It's a 12-month league now. It's just on Twitter alone, it's entertaining. Everyone's like, oh, you know, the basketball haters, the last 5 minutes. But just going on Twitter makes the NBA that much fun. You know what I mean? All this.
I'm just happy for once it's not the Knicks that, you know, are the laughing stock and look like total idiots or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice for a change.
Yeah. This is, and it's funny because Embiid, I think he had a few tweets. His first tweet was kind of like, I spoke with Brian, we're all good, blah, blah, blah. And then he had the one with where it just says, bruh, and it has like that picture of him with his face. So he's like, whoa, he looked into it and he's like, I just think there's no way that this wasn't Brian Colangelo like orchestrating all this. I think he's guilty as fuck right now.
Yeah, unless, you know what I mean? What if there's like a Hinkie mole that's in the front office that Colangelo thought that this guy was like helping him or doing it for him, and he was really just sabotaging him the whole time? You know what I mean?
Wait, say that again?
One of the leftovers. One of like the leftover guys from when he was in the front office. God. Like one of his like low level whatever who kind of rose up over time, kind of lurks in the back. That's been kind of like he's been sabotaging them. That'd be wild.
I love that twist too. I love that. Damn, this should be like a Netflix show or something. Fuck.
Yeah, there's gonna be so much more that comes out because they just put way too much like investigative like stuff into it. Like Josh said, it was what, since February, so clearly they did their homework and they know everything about it. So
yeah, this Ben Diedrich, who writes for The Ringer. I've never even heard of him. Like, he's never been on a Simmons pod. I've never seen an article. But, I mean, bravo. This guy did an incredible job digging into this. I mean, he really, like, Colangelo thought he could get away with it. And, like, wow. I mean, he thought he was smarter than everyone else. But
you know what's going to happen? There's going to be, like, another bombshell tomorrow, like during halftime. of the game tomorrow. You know, remember like when A-Rod announced he was opting out like during the World Series or whatever?
Yep.
It's going to be some shit like that. Like there's just going to be stuff going on like on Twitter like the whole time like during the game where like half the people aren't even paying attention to the game itself anymore.
And I think like if you want to even dig deeper, like it shows you the like human behavior, right? Like, but this whole story is really idiotic. It's so stupid, but it shows you how much people care about what is said about them on Twitter or their business or whatever. Because like, there's no need for him to do this, but he cares much what the media is saying about him and his like. You know, he oversees the business, so the business that like he's willing to create these 5 accounts and do all this like crazy stuff.
So now we have Colangelo, pretty much. We have Durant, who's already been caught. So you know, there's a ton more.
Well,
definitely a ton more. Yeah. I'm sure these guys are like deleting them now, or you know, getting rid of it. But this has definitely been going on now, like. I bet this is like a pretty big epidemic, actually.
No, I saw someone saying that this morning that like, yeah, there's teams that do this, that like have burner accounts and, you know, look into stuff. And I don't know. I mean, this could turn into like a whole bigger thing where, yeah, like Colangelo comes out and says, well, this guy does that too. This president does that too. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
It could turn into like a whole thing, but... It's pretty amazing.
Wild.
I can't believe it. So we'll watch that closely and see what happens. But should we segue into the finals, the fourth year in a row of Cavs Warriors? I think the Cavs do have a chance. They're garbage, but LeBron has put on one of the best performances I think I've ever seen. What do you guys think?
I hope it goes 6 games at the minimum. I think it'll end in 4 or 5, but I just hope the games are tight for the most part. I mean, if it just blowouts, you know, first couple of games, it just takes away the whole entire, like, energy of the series. But I think LeBron, he probably is good for 2 wins. But, you know, like, Love is going to have to really step up, guys like that. But, yeah, Warriors are definitely, they're taking it. Their freaking odds are, like, I think it's 1,000 for the series. You have to bet 1,000 to win 100, which is, like, the third highest, like, odds of, like, all time for NBA Finals. So, clearly, it's, you know, Warriors are definitely taking it, though.
Okay.
I think the Warriors are going to win 4 games, and they're all going to be blowouts. I just don't.
Wow.
That would be terrible. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. It would suck.
That would suck, yeah.
Because I was terrible. Really thinking about it. It's LeBron versus 4 All-Stars, right?
I know.
And they're really good All-Stars. They don't play defense nearly as good as Houston. And, like, when those third quarters hit and Steph Curry goes nuts, how are they going to keep up?
Third quarter? Yeah.
Nah, it's going to be...
Third quarter Warriors.
Year, what was it last year? It was 4-1 last year, right?
4-1,
Yeah.
Well, it a few factors. I mean, first off, there was a stat going around that the Cavs are actually better without Kevin Love. So, I don't know if you rush him back. I mean, that's something to think about if you're the Cavs. And then, is Iguodala going to be good to go for the Warriors?
They're getting like a second opinion for him, but I don't think that's going to be much as an issue as it was for Houston. Because Houston, they have like a lot of like athletic wings that, you know, like Tucker, Ariza, Green, that are tough like that. That's who Iggy matched up with. Harden, Cleveland. Who are you worried about? Jeff Green.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, there's not really that type of offense where it's as explosive as Houston. You just got to really just throw a bunch of guys on LeBron, which they will. Clay's a great defender to put on him. To put Durant on him, who's been a great defender this year. So
it's really tough. I think even if Kevin Durant got hurt and couldn't play this series, I think they would still win. I don't. This is not a good matchup for them. But I will say that the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. At least that was entertaining. That was good. Both game 7.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was pretty good. I think Houston blew it. I think Boston blew it too, but I think Houston really blew it. That was one of the worst coaching coach James on
that was just because they were up 15, and every time like they would, it was like there was a stretch where Houston, you know, got up. They were fucking cooking. They were hitting every shot pretty much. They were got up by 13, 14, 15. But every single time the Warriors came back and like hit like that three, I was like, shit, like that was like, it didn't look like that from like, you know, right away. But I was like, those are the type of shots like if they hit, you're like, damn, they're not going away. They're coming back. They always just killed the momentum like right there. They never let it get out of control. Like almost like you said, like they were just toying with him the whole entire time.
That's what they do. I feel like they ease off, you know, the first half, and then that third quarter they just go for the jugular. They just knock you the fuck out, and that's how they do every game. Every game. I remember against the Knicks this year, it happened. It was like Knicks were like winning at the half, and it was just like I laughed. I was like, they're gonna be down by 30 before we. Or you, one of you guys said it, and you know, before you know it, third quarter, boom, it was over. But
the game's going that way, like why do they have to miss 27 threes in a row? Like you can't go inside, call time. They didn't call.
Well, big thing is, like Capella was killing him down low. Like why don't they ever feed him? It's all for him. It's all him. He's the one getting like offensive rebounds. He's getting the points all by himself. They never like feature him. It's either an alley-oop or he's getting offensive rebounds. That guy's got a lot of like footwork. He's good. He's skilled. Like feed him the ball. What do you rather have? Trevor Ariza chuck up like 35 footers, dude. That performance was like John Starks. That was terrible. Ariza should. That's always gonna be remembered for forever. It was so bad. So he was even getting rims.
Take him out of the game. Take him out of the game. Why is he in the game for 38 minutes or whatever it was?
Yeah, no, that was a joke. Oh my god, I was getting so mad watching him.
Yeah. Did you guys?
Brad Stevens. That
sucks though, because like all you're gonna hear now is, oh, they would have won with Paul, whatever. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so either.
I hate when they do that. Oh well, if this guy they played, that guy played. You don't know. We don't know anything. We don't know. I mean, that like I was saying before, Kevin Love. He's supposed to be the Cavs' second favorite player, but they were better with him off the court. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know so, until
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Rockets, they can be my guest and sign him to a max deal for, I think he wants like a $200 million contract.
Who, Capella?
Like 33 or 34. No, Chris Paul.
Oh.
You want to give him a max deal?
Nah. Really?
Yeah, he'll probably live up to it for the first like year or two, but then you're stuck with him for when he's in his mid to late 30s, getting paid 30 mil as a point guard that gets hurt a lot now? Nah.
No.
But he'll get it somehow. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what they do. I mean, fuck, if they hit 27 threes, if they hit, I mean, God, like, how many of those, you know, four? It's insane. They hit the most threes this year.
Yeah.
And the most important game, just a total flop. Same with the Celtics. Celtics made it that far because they were hitting their threes. Scary Terry was hitting threes, all of them, Horford. And then they just went cold, too. In the most important game, it's just they get the yips, and it's...
That's what happens. They got tight, man. They just got tight. And
yeah.
They have no other style to play. Like, the Warriors can play, like, different ways. They can play half court. They play full court. You know, Rockets, they are what they are. And sometimes comes back to bite you. Did.
Yeah, for sure. I my prediction for the finals, if I'm a betting man, I think LeBron somehow wins too. I think it's going to be Warriors in six. I just don't see how someone's going to have to step up. If Jeff Green can continue what he did in game seven somehow and be that other guy, and if Korver and JR hitting threes, I mean, it's possible, but it's going to be... let's put it this way. If LeBron wins this, you can forget that... I keep saying this. You can forget that Jordan, MJ, compared... LeBron takes the cake if he somehow wins this finals.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that would be like a really, you'd be seeing a once in a lifetime thing if he could somehow beat the Warriors with his current team. You could end that debate.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll talk more on the next pod about the final. We'll see where we're at. We'll probably be a few games in by that time, and we'll have a better idea where to go with that one. One thing we didn't get to talk about because it was last week was the national anthem. I don't know what to do with it anymore. I say just get rid of it just so we don't even have to think about this, because clearly The people who are, you know, pissed at the players for kneeling, they don't get why these guys are kneeling. And basically why they're kneeling has kind of nothing to do with the anthem, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
I don't know. It's just such like a stupid thing that was like a little deal in the beginning, but now it's just everyone's getting involved. It's just turned into such like a shit show. It's so retarded. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Why doesn't this happen in any other sport? Like, I just feel like the NFL has kind of handled it so bad. And they kind of dug themselves like too deep. And now it's just like, I don't even want to hear about it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know you're going to hear about it. You know, instead of like be happy, it's like, you know, the opening week, you know, week one or whatever, talking about like matchups or whatever, the game. People are going to be like, who's kneeling? Who didn't come out the locker room? It's like, really? And, the media's just going to even play it up even more. So now it's snowballed like out of control. And I don't see it stopping for a while, which is annoying.
Yeah.
I just want to ask about football, me?
It's like, you know, and then the Jets owner comes out and says that, you know, he doesn't agree. And I think the 49ers owner came out and said he doesn't agree. So it's like, did you guys, like, what was accomplished in this meeting? You guys decided to just all agree to disagree and then roll out whatever you wanted?
Yeah. And kudos to Christopher Johnson, Woody's brother, who I got to think they're completely different people, because I was shocked that Christopher Johnson came out supporting the players on this, whereas Woody works under Trump's cabinet. If Woody came out and said that, he'd probably get fired. So I was kind of shocked by that. I mean, it was kind of nice to hear that. Yeah, it's a tough. Right. It really is a tough situation. I don't know what to do. That's why I say just get rid of it altogether, or do a.
But
doesn't
like the military pay the NFL or something? Or the NFL,
I think so.
Some type of deal that goes on within it. There's a lot of money involved. I forget which way it goes, but
yeah,
I think they're just too tied together at the hip for it to just go away. They're not going to get rid of it.
Nah, that's 100%.
I think they thought this, like, hey, if we just keep him in the locker room and you bring in the penalties, because now if they do kneel, that one guy doesn't want to be the guy who's hurting the team with a penalty, even though he believes in what he's doing. You know what I mean? So it kind of like puts the pressure on him, be like, hey, you know, you better not do this, because you're not just pissing off people that, you know, disagree with you kneeling. You're pissing off your teammates and are hurting the team.
Right.
So,
right.
You know what I mean? So now they put all the pressure on them, and they can kind of just sit back and be like, ah, you know, they think they squashed it, but we'll see. I'm sure there'll be ways around it.
Yeah, well,
I figured they'll do something.
Where it gets interesting is if you have guys who, like, what if half a team stays in the locker room? I mean, obviously that's going to be noticeable, and it's going to be a huge story and talked about. Like Sean King, who writes for the New York Daily News, he had that tweet about, what did he say, 25% of the league is going to kneel or stay in the locker room?
Yeah, which, I mean, no, that's not happening. There's no shot.
Yeah, no shot.
He's always like, spewing out these like crazy numbers. I'm like, 25%? No way.
Yeah, he's always trying to stir the pot with that stuff, for sure. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I guess, like, we'll see week one, or I guess maybe, like, the preseason games? I don't know, like, how that goes, but it's definitely not going away. Like, they like, lead off, like, SportsCenter with that shit now. It's like, come on.
I know.
Terrible.
And then Trump, you know, he's like, oh, if you don't stand for the anthem, you shouldn't be in this country. I mean, give me a fuck.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If he didn't say anything either, people wouldn't really be paying attention to it. So it's like bad from both sides. The media, politicians getting involved, just stop talking about it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Pretty stupid.
Yeah. Are you guys upset about Roseanne?
I didn't watch any of the new shows.
I don't watch it at all. Never did. Never will.
I never even watched it when it was on back in the day.
Yeah, I never did. Never did. So, but I was saying to you guys,
thought she was just a loudmouth pig, and this is before I, you know, knew like anything of like all the crazy shit she said. You know what I mean? So
yeah, she's one of these.
I think a lot of people agree with that now.
Yeah, she's one of these crazy conspiracy theorists, you know, people like even while the show was back on, she was like, you know, spewing out crazy tweets about, you know, Trump putting away all these, you know, pedophiles and sexual predators, you know, stuff that all the conspiracy theorists people say. And then, you know, obviously one came and bit her in the ass, and here you go, losing out on a lot of money.
I know the basis of it. She said some crazy, she called someone like an ape, or, and then like, I guess like Soros, like a Nazi or something, right? Is that like the two,
yeah,
the two comments that she made?
Valerie Jarrett, I think her name was. She was in Obama's cabinet. She said Muslim Brotherhood plus Planet of the Apes equals VJ or something like that. Yeah. And, that was not cool with Disney, ABC, right? Are they on ABC or NBC? ABC, right?
I think it's ABC.
Yeah, so Disney was not having that. You know, they obviously leaned to the left too, so.
And then she,
I'm glad she blamed
Ambien. So.
What were you saying, Juice?
No, I'm glad these companies are just, like, you know, aware of it and they act quickly. You know, she was fired right away. She should have been fired.
Yeah. But the show was like a monster hit coming back. It's just kind of crazy that would have like four episodes and see ya. It's crazy. And then, Ambien, she was talking about, she was blaming Ambien, and then like the head of Ambien was like clap back at her. I don't know. And then her and Chelsea Clinton were going back and forth with each other. It's like, oh my God.
What the hell was life before Twitter?
That's a great question. What was life before Twitter?
Because
Twitter,
well, yesterday was a great day in Twitter world. You had all this stuff with Jerry Colangelo. You had Roseanne getting fired, and then late at night, you had Pusha T drop his diss on Drake, and that Twitter exploded.
They had all the gifts today of like, you know, this is Drake's kid, like, walking into class today, knowing that he's telling everybody that he's, like, actually Drake's son. It's like that Roy Williams clip when he's going into the locker room.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, what, so he has a son out there named Adonis or something like that? That's what Pusha T is claiming?
No. I don't think we're saying it right. It's a different name. But whatever that name is, that's the name of the song is, that's the name of Drake's sneaker line with Adidas,
right? Adidon or something like that.
Yeah.
And then
the track was really hard. Like, he really got after Drake. Mentioned names.
I'm happy he came back because I'm a big Pusha T fan. I was like, wow. Like, Drake got him. I was like, oh man. Like, he, whatever. He's done. But then, he came back. Pretty good.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Real personal stuff too.
Yeah, like what did this stem from? Because Drake, when he had his freestyle, the Duppy freestyle, he was like shocked. He was like, "Why are these guys coming at me? Like, I don't get it. Like, what does it even stem from?" And then Kanye, I mean, he's kind of involved with this because he's on Pusha T's on his label. So is Kanye gonna come out and say something on his album? Like, where did this all come from? Because I thought Drake and Kanye were tight. I don't know. It's
all right. Probably a little bit. It's a little jealousy. They know that he's like pretty much bodied everyone, so I guess people just want to get at him to kind of
when you're on the
one, be the one to dethrone him or whatever. But
it's all like smart business, because Pusha T just dropped an album. Next month, Kanye has two albums and Drake has an album too. So everybody's gonna get rich.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, they're all just getting richer. I mean, it's, you know, there's no real negative thing really.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. They could all be colluding for all we know, and just like, you know, make fun of me with this. Drake's probably like, I probably have like 20 kids out of wedlock out there. I don't, you know, what do I care if you talk about one? You know what I mean? Like, who the freak? You know, who knows? But
exactly.
But we'll keep watching. I'm not a huge Pusha T fan. I don't really care that much. I liked him when he was with the Clips, but once he went solo, I really didn't have much interest. You know, that's just my opinion. I know a lot of people like him, but we'll see. Any thoughts on the Stanley Cup, the Vegas Golden Knights and Ovechkin? Anything, guys? I watched a whopping 2 minutes of game one.
I didn't watch anything about it, but I heard the intro before the game like crazy, crazy over the top. Like, did you see it or not?
I saw it in the Western Conference Finals. It's like that huge, like, medieval times, Game of Thrones, like, crazy type intro.
Is that I don't know. Because, like Francesca was like, he's like, what the hell is this garbage? Yeah. Like,
of course he
was. And he was just going, like, off. Yeah, like, what the hell is this? You know?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were talking about it, just saying, like, that was, like, the most insane over-the-top intro I've ever seen. But,
yeah, it is.
I have no idea what happened.
But it's fun, you know?
And then, is game two on tonight? I'll turn off for a little bit.
I think it is. Was game one last night? I forget, but it was 4-4.
When's game two? I think game two is tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, the last game was good. I mean, it was 4-4, and then I think the Knights ended up winning 6-4. But, you know, it's two decently big markets. I mean, there's some intrigue to it. You get the best player in the game versus this, you know, first-year team. And it's so there's some intrigue to it. If it was like Tampa Bay and Winnipeg, oh my god, I mean, that would have been an absolute nightmare. Yeah.
No, this is definitely getting good coverage.
I want Vegas to win. It'll be a good story.
I agree with you. I want.
And then it's also like, it also makes everything look so stupid that freaking there's been no teams in Vegas for all this time. Vegas should always have had sports. Like, it's crazy out there.
Fastest growing city in America, I think. I don't know if it's number one, but it's got to be top three fastest growing. And, you know, we're getting an NFL team. I think the NBA will expand there. Baseball probably the only team they, you know, because the Mets have the minor league team there, but I don't know if they'll ever get a major league. Well, one day they probably will, but it's, it's exciting. It's exciting. Paul, I know what you want to plug food-wise.
Oh, Aardvark. It didn't come in the mail yet. They said it's supposed to come. But, Tony put me on the amazing hot sauce. What is it? Is it, not that spicy, but it was, I put on my eggs after the potty, and it was the best thing I ever had. And I actually ordered, like, three more colors.
We did?
Three more packages, so I think I'm good for, like, the next year. It was a drunk chicken with garlic.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah.
So if anyone likes hot sauce, big hot sauce fan, I thought I knew them all. Check out Aardvark.
Yeah, it's actually
absolute fire.
Fire. Yeah, it's it's actually called like the secret Aardvark. It's a habanero sauce. I went to Heatonist in Williamsburg, which is like just a hot sauce stand on White Ave. And it was a little overwhelming because there's just hot sauce all over the place. I tried three, and that one was the best. You're right. It's not crazy spicy, but it's the perfect spice because you get that kick, but it's not overwhelming.
Yep.
And you can put it on everything. And, I got to try the – what is it? So it's a drunken jerk and then a garlic? Those are the other two flavors?
And the garlic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to try that. So I'm sure it can pretty much, like – between the three of them, you can probably put that stuff on like everything. So
I gotta get on that too. Juice, do you like hot food? Obviously, you like hot sauce.
Yeah, I love it. I gotta check it out.
Yeah,
Aardvark, bro.
Aardvark. Yeah, what is an aardvark? Is that a real animal?
It's like a wild looking thing. I don't know. Are they real?
It looks like an ant.
Like a cartoon.
Looks like an anteater, if I had to guess, judging by the picture on the on the bottle, but. Really,
it's like
good
a groundhog that is standing up. It looks fucking weird.
Yeah,
on the bottle.
Yeah, with like a weird nose or something like that.
Yeah. He looked like a funny little guy.
Yeah, like a fucking schmo. Anything else, guys? Are we missing anything? Did we cover? Did we go? I mean, we got to watch
Los Yankees.
Oh, Gleyber the God.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's gonna be here for the next 20 years. He'll be 50 when he's still in the Yankees.
Yeah, and he had another walk off last night. I think that's his third walk off or just second walk off. But he's had what do you have, like five home runs and 15?
I think two or three. And so, it's gonna be good summer.
And he's a good looking kid. he's, you know, I don't know what else to say. I mean, he's got a good number, I guess. 25 is a good.
I like how he like really struggles with his English, but
yes,
he doesn't care. And he told him, he's like, no, I want to learn. I'm here. I like that. Like, that's cool. I think he wants to be like a leader and just really like be like a vocal guy. And because you can tell he's not comfortable doing it, but he's like, you know what? I'll step out of my comfort zone.
Right,
I think that's a good trait. Good trait about him.
Right, and we talked about that. And I'm not trying to sound like Trump or one of these people, like, get out of our country if you can't speak English.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with that. I just think it's like very good. It shows that he's competitive and wants to like just be the best that he could possibly be.
Yep.
And he's not going to be like, oh, I can't do that, so I'm not going to try it. No, he wants to like be able to do everything, I think. So
yeah, like
it's a good mindset.
Unlike Gary Sanchez, who like doesn't even attempt it, and then you'll see him on Twitter. Obviously, he's not typing his tweets out, but like you could see, it's you know, in perfect English. It's like, wait a minute, when you hit a walk off,
they try to. They say a lot of these guys, they talk like fine, like pretty well, like when it's like off camera, like even Tanaka can speak, Sanchez. All these guys, but when it's on camera, I don't know. You know, who knows? Maybe they still don't feel comfortable doing it, but
right.
He's been here for a while. You'd think they just know that. You really only have to say, like, we played hard, we tried, blah, 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 on to the next one. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Like, Matt's, know? Yeah, like,
not asking you fucking, like, algebra questions.
Yeah. Like, Matsui, how many years did he play? I mean, with the Yanks, I don't think he ever once.
Yeah.
I've never heard him talk. Not once. I never heard Matsui talk when he was with the Yanks. Tanaka,
I mean,
same thing.
If I can learn gibberish Italian within like a couple of days, then, you know, these guys can learn how to speak their interviews in English.
Put him in the bedroom.
Let's go to my
Fabrizio. Yeah. So I think, what else you got, Juice?
Juice! Anything else you want to plug?
I'm excited for the first season.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Bachelorette. We forgot to talk about that. Thanks for bringing that up. Should the Knicks look at...
Well, the first episode was on Monday. You can still catch up.
Paul, you would like...
You guys watch it on Monday?
Yeah. Paul, you would like it because this group of guys... Well, first off, Becca, I think she's hot and she's humble. I like her a lot. But, like, these group of guys are, like, fun. Like, this guy, Chris Don, dunked over her or whatever.
Dunked on her?
Yeah. He's a Harlem Globetrotter or former Harlem Globetrotter.
Like a regular hoop?
Yeah, they put a hoop in the driveway outside and he had her stand and he just ran and dunked, you know, right over her.
There's a bunch of chooches on there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Real idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, definitely
all right.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay.
You never know.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Did Aiden help you clean up after the party?
Oh, yeah. Lake Bully. He was a big help.
Yep. Do not enter. Do not enter. Aiden.
Oh, my God.
Too funny.
Shit.
Too funny.
Too much.
All right, guys. We got to go.
All right, Harry. One.
All right. We'll talk next week. All right.
You're welcome. You're welcome.